Well, good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am so happy to be here with you today on this gorgeous, wonderful day. If this is your first time here, let me tell you a little bit about me and Nothing But Good News Radio. I am a talk show host, TV personality. I am a coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, which specializes in developing long-term sustainable visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. And I will tell you, I have a strong desire to affect change in everyone in a positive way. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you'll hear here are based on you living a remarkable life, which is the basis for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all of the work that gets delivered. I want you to know that I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the listening audience, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. I also want you to know that I'm a cast member of the movie The Journey, starring Brian Tracy and Bob Proctor, that was released in December. And I'm also very proud to say that I just filmed the sequel, Embracing the Journey, that will be out later this year. So this radio show is about having you join me on this adventure of possibilities and live a life full of fulfillment, joy, and abundance. And that's what we're here to help you do. Now, one of the things that I like to do when I start the radio show is I like to share with you a G-note. And, well, what is a G-note? A G-note is what I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness. And I drop it in your email box every single day. And today's G-note simply says, "Dear friend, I believe in every moment that all is well." So hold that one true thought today. Have that as the thing that you focus on, because what I want you to understand and to know is that what you focus on truly, truly, truly is how you create your world and your reality. And I have been studying how this stuff works for well over three decades. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to get a G-note, or if you'd like to find out some more about how what you focus on gets created in your life, you can just go to my website. That's CandyG.com, CandyG.com. And I have a free stuff page. Just go on there and look at, there's some pretty cool free stuff in there, and you'll get an idea of what some of the stuff is that I do. Now, I want you to know that I'm so excited about today's guest, who is no stranger to Nothing But Good News Radio. And I have on today's show, I have Ernie Chu. Now, Ernie first went to Brazil to see John of God, and we're going to talk a little bit about John of God and Ernie was recently on Oprah and what that show was like. And he was there to support a friend, but ended up experiencing a healing of his own. And John of God removed an egg-sized tumor from his back. And Ernie says that he was given no anesthesia before or during the surgery, and he felt only a minimal amount of pain. And he says, in the beginning, when he actually made the incision, I felt kind of a sharp pain like a paper cut, and then I didn't feel anything after that. So we're going to talk to Ernie about his experience with John of God, his experience on the Oprah show, and also talk about his book and his institute. His book is Soul Currency, and Ernie is the founder of the Soul Currency Institute. And Ernie is no stranger to Nothing But Good News Radio, so it is my pleasure to welcome Ernie Chu on the air. Hi, are you with me?
Yep, I'm glad to be here.
You know, I am so happy to have you here. Now, a lot of folks might be listening, Ernie, and they're going to say, wait, we did this show like a month or 2 months ago. And what's interesting is we record all of our shows and they go in our archives. But this particular show, the show that you and I did before, mysteriously disappeared. And so we have asked you to come back on so we can talk about this again, because it was such a great show. But, you know, Ernie, it's been my experience in life that when do-overs show up, when something happens, is that maybe there's just some additional information you're going to share on this show that you didn't get a chance to share last time. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm sure that it's going to be different.
Exactly. You know, exactly. And so, you know, when things happen like the show not getting recorded, I like to look at that as not a, oh, look what happened, I can't believe it, instead of, oh, what a wonderful opportunity to get back in touch with Ernie and have you share your incredible wisdom on the air. Because I have to tell you, when I'm around you and when I have you on the radio show and we spend time together, it kind of feels like home for me. So I really, really appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you very much.
So, you know, for those folks that haven't heard you before, you want to give them a little bit more about your background beyond what I mentioned just now?
Well, I started out as a journalist. I don't know too many people that, and people have always thought of me as somebody that used to be on Wall Street, and I was on Wall Street as an investment banker and a financial planner and a venture capitalist for almost the better part of a decade. But before I got started, I actually was a journalist, and I worked for the Wall Street Journal. And the only thing I can tell you about those, and I'll get into that perhaps when we talk about Soul Currency, is that I was probably, if you looked at what you needed to do to be prepared to be a journalist, you would have gone to journalism school, you would have maybe worked for your college newspaper, you would have, you know, been doing a lot of writing and so forth. And when people ask me, you know, well, what newspaper did you work for? I basically said, well, I was really, I guess I was, at that point I would use the word lucky, but I wouldn't use it now. Because I don't think I think you make not so much your luck, but you choose a path, and that path kind of opens up for you. And so I wasn't even on my school newspaper. I had written a series of articles when I came back from my junior year in India, where I was studying there, and I had written about Vietnam, what it was like to be a tourist in Vietnam, and be in the demilitarized zone in Korea, and what life in India was like. And on that basis, and the fact that I had met someone who was the wife of the former ambassador to the Court of St. James, who knew all the people at the Wall Street Journal, I got an interview with the Wall Street Journal, and I got a job there. And it's sort of like going from intramural basketball to the NBA.
Wow, how fun. Well, we're going to hear some more about this, and so excited to have you back here. I have to tell you, can't wait to hear what you have to share this go-round. This is Candy G with special guest Ernie Chu. We're going to head off to commercial break. We'll see you back here in 2 minutes.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Welcome back. You are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G, and so excited to have a good friend and amazing guest, Ernie Chu, here with us today. And, you know, Ernie, before we went to the commercial break, you were talking about your career as a journalist and having the grand opportunity of working at the Wall Street Journal. What did that experience, how did that help lay some groundwork for some of the things that you're doing today?
Well, at the time, I probably didn't appreciate it as much as that being my first job and being with a major New York newspaper. But as I look back in my life, I began to realize that I had always admired people that were able to do things that people said they couldn't do. You can't do this, you can't do that. And I just had great admiration for them. And then when I started looking at my own life, having looked at my career, I never really appreciated that until I started looking back at it. And I said, gee, the first two jobs I got, one of them, I was totally unqualified. I mean, I was writing the bond column, and I could barely know the difference between a stock and a bond, and here these people were investing billions of dollars, I mean billions of dollars, in buying bonds on some of the things that I was writing. And I thought, boy, if they knew that there was a 21-year-old kid that just out of school that had never even worked on a newspaper, and his only claim to fame in the financial area was being a member of an investment club, they'd probably cancel their subscription. And then my second job was really with a very small firm that I had a really good feeling about, literally when I got off the elevator for an interview, because I wanted to move into the financial community itself instead of writing about it. And the only problem was I wanted to be there, but they didn't want me because they didn't hire anybody that didn't have any experience. And so it was like one of these moments when I got back to my typewriter, and I was sitting there, and I just was really feeling like, you know, you're making a big mistake not hiring me. So I wrote a letter, and I don't remember anything about the letter, except it was one of these letters you write in the heat of the moment, and then I mailed it, and then it was like one of these letters that as you're walking away, you kind of think, maybe I better not mail this. And I went back to the mailbox, and it was already mailed, and I just said, okay, well, it is what
it's
it
gone.
Is.
Right.
And about 2 days later, they called. I got this call from the guy that had interviewed me, who the letter had been addressed to. And he said, Mr. Chu. And then there was a pause. And then he would say, well, this is Mr. Chagrin. And there was a pause, and I was thinking, oh, my God, I'm really in trouble now. It seemed like the principal was calling me or something. I was being called to the carpet. And he said, that was a very strong letter you wrote us. And I didn't really know how to take that either. And I was getting ready to apologize. And he said, you know, we'd like you to come in because, you know, obviously you'd like to work here, and we want people that want to work here. And it was a strong letter, and we'd like to talk to you. So I went in, and apparently as a result of that letter and perhaps some of the other things that were going on, in terms of just visualizing and really being determined that this is the place I wanted to work, they decided they would hire one other guy, and we'd be the first two people that they ever hired that had no experience. And the other guy was the son of a rabbi, who was also a rabbi too, but one of the most prominent rabbis in New York. And that firm literally went from about 40 people, which was about the size of it was when I joined it, and it overnight, the next year, it became 14,000 people because that firm bought a little firm called Hayden Stone that was about 14,000 people that had been in trouble. And then eventually it started to grow, and we bought another firm called Shearson Hamel, and it became Shearson Hayden Stone. And then it became Shearson Lehman Hutton, and then it became Shearson American Express.
Wow. Wow, and that's where you got all your financial background?
And I was there at the very beginning, yeah. And wow. I got to, obviously, was fortunate enough to connect with some really good mentors. And I can't stress the importance of having good mentors. And I won't say that I learned it all from there, but certainly it went a long way, and it certainly got me in the door.
Well, you know, your story, I think it speaks a lot to that place where a lot of folks will look at a situation and sit back and talk themselves out of even trying. Well, they'll sit back and say, I'm not qualified enough, or they'll already decide they're not going to hire me, so why try so hard? I remember once when I was in my 20s and there was a job that I really wanted, knew that I could do, clearly was not as qualified as many, many, many other folks could have been. And they were in the process of building a new structure for this particular business. And I went there to speak to the owner. I knew his name. I wanted to talk to him personally. I didn't want to go through the regular channels of putting in, you know, an application, an interview, because I wanted to speak to the real go-to guy. And he was busy with the construction, and I sat on the construction site for 5 hours until he walked over and talked to me, and he said, "All right, young lady, just exactly what can I do for you?" Because I just sat there, and I just waited and waited, and I just told him, I said, "I have to tell you, is that this is a job that I know I can do, I know I can do well, and I will be the best." You know, it's just, it definitely was a gutsy move, but that you talked about that visualizing thing. It was something that I wanted so bad, I wasn't even thinking about what I was doing. I didn't give myself the time to talk myself out of it. And even though there were many more people that maybe on paper had better qualifications, but he turned around after 2 more weeks of interviewing and he said, "I want somebody like you on my staff," and I was hired. And so, you know, I think there's a place where folks can really talk themselves out of that thing that they really want.
Yeah, and the very interesting thing is that as I look back and started to as I was writing Soul Currency, I began to realize that, you know, it's that very thing that's within you, which I call the soul's currency, but it is a form of currency because it is equally valuable as what we think money is. We don't think, for instance, persistence and the ability is. We think of those as good characteristics. Being a good person, being determined, things of that side. We never can put dollars or anything to it, and therefore we think, oh well, it's really not that valuable when I need to get a real job or when things aren't going well. But in fact, that is the real currency of your life, and that is what actually creates financial currency. It's not the other way around.
That's great. And so I know exactly what you're talking about, but explain to the listening audience exactly what you mean by soul currency.
Well, soul currency, I can explain it by just saying that you know, I went through a period of my life where I ended up being $1 million in debt and virtually destitute. Now, I hadn't had the kind of realization that I had, which this whole experience actually was destined to lead me to. But at that particular time, I remembered when I was probably at the most critical point in my life where I had virtually, I would say to myself, "I've got nothing." I happened to be watching late night television at a friend's house, and I saw somebody, and they were almost about the same age, had a very similar background, and they were sitting there, and I realized it wasn't because of maybe that mistake that I might have made, but in fact, it was the fact that I had just as much within me as that person being on television and being trumpeted as a great success. And what I began to realize was that, you know, this whole thing of being $1 million in debt, well, yeah, it could have been a liquidity thing as well, but it also was a situation that was there to really tell me that, you know, I can get out of it by just simply using what I had within me, and this was the ultimate test, because when I was $1 million in debt, I couldn't declare bankruptcy because I was also hoping to work and continue to work in the financial arena, and if I did that, it would kind of cut that career short and that option. So I had to find another way. And that was the thing that I began to realize, that I had a huge amount of assets within me, and therefore I should never say I had nothing. And basically, once I began to do that, I changed the languaging, I began to change my whole view of myself and what I could do, then all of a sudden, the universe, and again, I didn't know too much about metaphysics or anything of that type, but the universe started to support me, and I started to meet people that I started to get ideas, and all of a sudden, things started to shift. And this was a, I'm probably one of the few people that has, you know, been $1 million in debt and was able to get out of it without declaring bankruptcy. And it wasn't that I didn't want to. It's just that basically I couldn't, and so I had to find a way to do it. And this was the blessing in disguise that really got me to realize that the real currency, the real thing that really can turn your life around, that really can, if you're looking for abundance, that really can create abundance, is within you. And that's what you talk about in all of your books as well.
And I appreciate you saying that, because it's true. We're close to 20 years ago. I was a broke, homeless, single mother. Everything I had was made to go away, a retirement account, savings account, investment accounts. Lost my home, no family to turn to. And I, like you, Ernie, took a look inside, and I had had – actually, I had had 15 years of study in these laws and principles and metaphysics and spirituality and success. And there were a lot of things that was like a reigning theme, and that a lot of folks really didn't talk about. And when I sat back and did take an inventory, I had 15 years of study in laws and principles that I decided to apply fully and wholly. And in a short period of time, I built a sales team to the top 4% in the world. And so I appreciate you mentioning that, because it was that, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm just smiling, because when you say, ah, it was a blessing in disguise, it absolutely was a blessing in disguise. And so when we come back, you hear that music, we're going to head off to another commercial break. But when we come back, I want to talk about miracles and John of God. This is Candy G on Nothing But Good News Radio with the incredible Ernie Chu. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Do you need help shipping? Ameritrade website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.ameritrade.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Ameritrade is fast and easy. Schedule all call service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Ameritrade today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at ameritrade.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
Welcome back. This is Candy G and Ernie Chu on Nothing But Good News Radio. Now, before we get back to Ernie, I just want to mention that on April 19th, there will be a huge summit at Nova University on business education and nonprofit sectors support diversity education. And there will also be a $10,000 scholarship to Nova University that will be awarded at Diversity's Bottom Line Summit. Now, this is April 19th, and over 100 business leaders, researchers, diversity and inclusion experts, and human resource execs are expected to convene at Nova University. So if you're interested in finding out more, you can contact Leah Smiley, that's with an H, L-E-A-H, Smiley, at societyfordiversity.org. Leah Smiley at societyfordiversity.org. Or you can always contact me, Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, at candyg.com, and I'll make sure you get all of the info. You know, so, Ernie, let's talk about John of God and your experience.
Well, my experience there was started in 2002, and I went down there, as you said, really more to provide moral support for someone who had been in a car accident and literally had been left being a paraplegic. And she was 28 years old, a beautiful young lady, and had her life ahead of her. And all of a sudden, she was not only in a wheelchair, but could barely exist and was in a great deal of pain. I saw her about 6 months after she had been down there, and a lot had changed. And one of the things that I had wanted to do was I wanted to be there when she was able to, she was able now to move some of her upper body and her arms, and but not her legs, but she had somehow developed a way to be able to just stand up on a wheelchair, from the wheelchair. And when you consider that her Wow. spine was crushed, it wasn't just bruised, it was crushed. A car had run over it and crushed her spine. I mean, she had physically no way of being able to do anything. And yet, here she was being able to sort of fight back and really reclaim her life. And obviously, when I met her, she had become a different person. She had become someone who wasn't interested in parties and so forth. But now, pretty much, she was one of these people that was always helping everybody. And she had become really one of the most loving and amazing people that I've ever met. And this was really quite an eye-opener to me. And when I was down there, I'd also had a lump on my, about the size of an egg on my spine. And I thought, well, boy, if he could take that out, that would be extra. And so when I was sitting there, waiting in the waiting room and so forth for him to look at it, I saw lots of pictures and some actual videotape. And of all things, it was videotape of people that had a lipoma, which is what I had, which is a sort of a fatty tumor. But mine had grown right on the spine. And that was the thing that made it difficult, because lipomas generally aren't life-threatening. But obviously, if they start to interfere with organs or things of that type, it does become a major medical issue. And so that's what happened was when I was there, he looked at it and he said, surgery. Now, I didn't really know what that meant, but they explained to me I had a choice of either having it done invisibly or having it done visibly. I guess as a minister, somebody who was certainly trained in miracles, I could really see the part about being able to do it with prayer and obviously the power of energy and so forth. But I think it took more faith to actually have someone take a scalpel that hadn't really been sterilized in a place that's certainly the furthest thing from a hospital. And I was on a gurney, and essentially he was just going to take it out. And little did I know how he was going to take it out. I mean, I just figured, hey, he's going to find a way to do this. Had no idea what it was going to be. And essentially what he ended up doing, and it was videotaped, and this is where it got shown on Oprah. We saw parts of it. And literally he opened it up, and as I said, it was like a paper cut. It felt a little kind of unique about that. And then no other pain or anything, just a lot of tugging. And then at the very end, I felt two sharp, again, like a paper cut. And I thought maybe he was putting the needle through and kind of sewing it up. But in fact, as I saw it later on, it was the fact that he was cutting the tumor out. And that was it. And then basically I looked at it, and it was quite a deep incision. You could probably see it from the film. There was a doctor actually watching it from Canada. And I tried to get up because I was feeling really wonderful. There was no pain, no nothing. I mean, I just had major surgery. And he said, you can't get up. You have to let it drain. It's right on your spine. In fact, no hospital in the United States would have done anything like this. It would have taken them hours, and you would have ended up with partial paralysis. And here, this man who hadn't even passed the fourth grade in terms of education, he was a channel, and essentially the energies that were being directed by him did the surgery in about 7 minutes. And literally, I went to a doctor before and after, and the doctor looked at the surgery, and he said, whoever did this did a really good job. Now, I didn't tell him exactly who did it.
Right.
And the only time that I did that was, there were a couple of times, actually. The first time was ABC Primetime wanted to use my footage as a backup in case one of the other ones didn't. And then the last thing was obviously for Oprah. And Oprah actually had the doctor write a letter regarding that. And I know that his real claim to fame was that he was the doctor for he was a hockey fan, so he was the doctor for the Boston Bruins, and he had pictures of those all there. But he should probably add a picture of John of God, because that's probably the most unusual thing that he's ever had to see.
Yeah, I hear you. And so what was Oprah's response?
Well, she tried to be as her persona on the air is, you know, to sort of be not too enthusiastic about it, to just appear to be even-handed about it. But in fact, just by having it on there, I mean, you know that this is something that she's very keenly interested and believes in. And actually, she had actually gotten my friend, Dr. Jeffrey Rediker, on there from Harvard Medical School, and he had gone there, and in fact had even met his wife, and his whole life had changed. And Oprah was a little bit different off the air. She was really very interested. She had a great sense of humor about it. She really wanted to. She was very keenly interested. She didn't claim to know how it was all done. To her, I believe it really was a miracle. And she has a great sense of humor. You know, she said to me, she said, I want to go down there because I'm going to have them work on my fat cells and heal them.
Wow. What was it like for you to be on the show?
It was very surreal. I had tried to, you know, having written a book, I guess it's the greatest thing in the world to get on Oprah. And, you know, and I had several people that knew Oprah, but all of them, for a lot of reasons, it never went any place. So I figured, okay, well, I surrender. I'm there to do my book, not necessarily to get on Oprah. And I guess after I did that, about a month afterwards, I'm driving along, my phone rings, and I'm like, I didn't recognize the number, but I figured, okay, I'll answer it. And I answered it, and it was somebody that said they were from the Oprah Winfrey Show, and I like almost drove off the road.
How fun. That's amazing. You know, you talk about miracles. One of the things that I want to ask you, do you believe, first of all, did you believe that John of God could take care of your tumor? How was your belief about that? Because my question is going is, do you believe in order for somebody to be a healer like John of God, is there a component from the person that he's working on where there needs to be a belief component from the person he's working on?
I do. I do believe that there needs to be, your energy needs to be in harmony with the energy that you are being infused with or that it is, that you are immersed in. And so when you're down there, first of all, you become immersed in this energy. And this is the energy of really, I would say, the energy of answered prayers. It's the energy of love. It's the energy of creativity. A lot of things that perhaps you would never think of that you could even, it's the kind of way of like saying, hey, we can bottle all this stuff. But really what it is you're there and it seeps into you. And so I think that as you're there, there may be sometimes when you have, particularly if you're having a very serious disease, you may be very fearful. You may be obviously concerned. You may be very hopeful. You may all of a sudden start to pray more. But you see, I think that there's something about that place that makes it easier to have your prayers answered, makes you able to really get clearer about yourself and certainly change your perspective about a lot of things. But if you go away and you just kind of do the same things that you did prior to coming there, the odds are that you're probably not going to stay healed. And I know lots of people who have gone away and they expected to be healed of the cancer, and their tumor started to shrink, and in some cases even got to a point where it was so small you couldn't see it. And then they started going right back to the way they were, and the cancer came back. And so I do believe that being in part of that harmony and making the changes, because this is really not only a way of healing, but it's an invitation to really change your life. And in most cases, people's lives are probably most mismanaged when they try to micromanage it themselves. And so, but somehow we think that if we give up control, that everything else is not going to work out, when the opposite really happens.
And also believe that belief piece of that giving up control or surrendering. And surrender is not giving in. It's not defeat, but it instead is working in conjunction with the natural flow of life.
That's
and
right.
When folks can understand that, and then there's a place where you can settle into that kind of says, wow, I really don't have to do this on my own. Just like today's G-note, I read today's G-note today, and today's G-note says, I believe in every moment that all is well. And that's regardless of what's going on, understanding that we have obstacles and things that come along. And it doesn't mean to sit back and do nothing, but also know that, put your foot in the direction that you need to go, have your focus on what it is that you want to create, have some focus in that, but then also find that way to let go and not be in such control. You know, and I want to continue to talk about miracles and what happened for you. We're pretty close to being up on a commercial, so I'm going to hold that question. But I do want you to know, Ernie, that while I'm on the air, people are sending me little texts, and they Facebook me and little comments all of the time. And folks love having you on the air. And you've got a special hello, just so you know, from Hallie Elise that you and I both know. So I just want to give a shout out to Hallie and say thanks for listening, and I'm sure you appreciate the hello.
Yeah, hi, Hallie.
There you go. So we are going to head off to another commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some more really, truly amazing things. We'll be right back.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean, Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport-to-airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
So welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and it's all about good news. And I'm here with special guest Ernie Chu, and we're talking about John of God, his recent visit to the Oprah Show, Soul Currency, and a whole host of amazing things. And we were talking about miracles. And one of the things that you mentioned is you mentioned prayer, and you mentioned faith. And I don't know, are you aware of who Masaru Emoto is?
Oh, sure, sure. In fact,
and are you aware he's calling for a global prayer day today?
Yep, we participated in that. I actually did that yesterday as well.
And for those folks that aren't aware, is that he has studied something that he calls Hado measuring and water crystal photographic technology, and he has been able to witness and determine how that you can turn water positive when it receives pure vibration of human prayer, no matter how far away it is. And so the energy formula, he says, of Albert Einstein equals MC squared really means that energy equals the number of people in the square of people's consciousness. And so he is asking for folks globally to wherever you are at noon, and so pretty much it's happening at the top of the hour, every hour, to just say a prayer. And he says that now is the time to understand that true meaning and to join in this prayer ceremony as fellow citizens of the planet Earth. And he's asking all people, not just in Japan, but all around the world, to please help find a way out of the crisis of this planet. And here's his prayer. It's about sending our thoughts of love and gratitude to all of the water at the nuclear plants in Fukushima. And simply on the top of the hour, just in prayer, put your hands together and repeat three times, the water of the Fukushima nuclear plant, we are sorry to make you suffer. Please forgive us. We thank you and we love you. And I have taken a look at the work that he has done, and Ernie, isn't it just amazing and fascinating what the work that he's been doing?
Oh, yeah, it is. Consciousness is changing. It's really wonderful work.
Exactly. And so what I want to do is I want to get back to your John of God experience, and I want to know where has this experience left you now?
Well, the experience has been life-changing for me in the sense that not only has it, in going there, has it gotten me to start to look at the unseen world, the world of spirits and the world that is around us, but it is actually, I had asked in one of my trips to become a better minister. That has been one of my thoughts and intentions of being there. And of course, what happens is that when you go down there and you set your intention, you get it in spades. It's really wonderful to do it. Well, I had no really good idea as to what a better minister was. I just thought maybe be closer to God. And when I came back, all of my congregants came up. Many of them came up and said, "There's something different about you. You're more approachable. You're more open. You're more this. You're more that." And what I have learned is that in this, every year that I've gone down there is something different. I experienced walking down the street under somewhat normal conditions, total peace, and I had never experienced that before. I always thought you had to be in some kind of altered state to experience that, and all of a sudden I was in that for that moment. And the funny part is that I always have a way to test a lot of this stuff. So I thought, okay, I'm feeling this wonderful peace. Let me think of some things. Let me think of some problems that I have. And, you know, no matter what I thought of, it was like, oh, that's all handled. It just seemed like I never realized how much power there was in a lot of the things that we do, which we think we're doing to become a better person. But, in fact, we are that magnificent person anyway. What we're doing is we're bringing ourselves into harmony with the world around us, life around us, really the spirit of the energy of source energy around us. And that's when we do that, that's when all the kinds of things that we call miracles begin to happen.
That's what I call reclaiming what you already have.
That's right.
But it's first realizing that's who you are. Absolutely who you are. But you know, here's the thing, and as folks are listening, I think what a lot of folks don't realize is that it takes starting to put a foot in that direction, don't you think? Just saying, hey, I want to put my foot on the path to my own personal self-discovery and unfolding. You know, instead of sitting there going, why don't I have the things that Candy and Ernie are talking about? And I know for me, it's, I'm not going to say it's taken work, but it's taken growth, that's for sure.
Well, what I've noticed is that many people do it, and they get themselves into a period of, or maybe that briefly, maybe seconds to minutes to even an hour or two, in that period of total harmony, and so things start to happen. And you know what happens is that they think, oh God, I got lucky. I have no other way. I don't have any idea how I did it, but it did. I really lucked out. And in fact, when you start to do this and you make this a practice, you realize that it's the times when it isn't happening for you that are the real exceptions and not the times that it is.
Now, I know that when you went to see John of God, he made you some promises. What does that mean that he made you promises?
Well, I asked him if he would help me, you know, give me some support and bless the projects that I was working on. You know, I really didn't know what that really meant. It's just like you go to a good friend and say, listen, I really need your help and support and, you know, your wisdom or whatever. And we always think of it as something active as opposed to an energetic form of support. And so when when I was starting Soul Currency, the book, I said, could you help me with this project? Can you bless this project? And, you know, he smiled and said a couple words, and the translator looked at me and she said, oh, he will. He said he would. And so I went off, and a couple years later, the book book comes out, has wonderful reviews, and today it's, now in seven major languages. We just found out it was translated into Russian. And I guess if you add up all the copies that are out there, there's probably close to 200,000 copies out there now. And so I start to see, I said, boy, this guy, he wasn't kidding around when he said he'd help me. In the meantime, I'd asked him if he would help me with getting on to Omega and getting on to Oprah. And both things happened in 2010.
Wow, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Now, I know you've got another trip planned to go back and see him this year.
Yeah, we're going there on June 12th. I'm so looking forward to it. And we're going to be down there for 14 days. And it's just, as I said, anybody that can really is not sure of where they're going or would just want to, a lot of times people aren't even, nothing's wrong with them, you know, or...
Right. That's what I was going to say. What about people that are sure of where they're going but would like to go and just see him anyway?
So. Well, you know, those people actually get the most out of it. Because even when you're sure about what you're going, you know, we experience good in our lives, but, you know, we have never really experienced, we have never really experienced the depth of good that's there. And so literally, and a lot of it's just more than having things or doing things. It's a lot of it is how you're feeling and the connection you have with spirit and just how you are relating to life and all the people around you.
And it's exciting. Oh, hear that music. Here we go. We're going to head off to another commercial break. I am so happy to be able to share Ernie Chu with you today here on Nothing But Good News Radio. We're going to be right back in 2 minutes. Don't go away. We got one segment to go.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call Emerja today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.emerjet.com. Emerjet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.emerjet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and I'm here with Ernie Chu, and we have been talking about his recent visit to the Oprah Show and his visit with John of God, and also the miracle that he received at the hands of John of God, and also his Soul Currency book and institute, and all of the extraordinary things that he is doing. And, you know, Ernie, I want to ask you, you've got so many great things happening right now. Do you have any new things on the horizon?
As a matter of fact, what I wanted to do was to undertake a project to use the principles. So we founded a company in the solar that built solar plants for small to medium sized companies. Municipalities and small towns, talking about maybe 5,000 to 100,000 people, and that had their own utilities or had access to the county utilities, things of that type, so that they weren't tied in with such, you know, massive large utilities. And we were able to apply a lot of the principles of using our strengths, of visualizing, of investing our spiritual capital into this, and it's been in existence for probably 8 months, and it has the potential now to be one of the, I would say probably within 2 years, certainly one of the top developers in this country.
Oh, that's so exciting. When you take a look at the things that are unfolding, what as you watch them unfold and you know, well, it's supposed to work this way, but as you watch things unfold and become bigger and maybe in some ways beyond expectation, what do you think and feel as you take a look at these things unfold?
Well, a lot of it doesn't surprise me, because what I believe is this is not about me. You know, I'm writing a book, and there are times that, you know, I feel proud that my name's on it, but that's really what it is. I got to put my name on it, because I'll tell you as an example, you know, I was going to be giving a talk, so I decided to surf the internet to find some good quotes on giving and receiving. And I get to this website, and this is great stuff, you know, on the website. And I said, I found this quote. And as I was literally starting to write it down, and I scrolled to the bottom of the quote just to make sure I knew where it was coming from. It was a quote out of Soul Currency.
How fun is that?
So it's really not you that's doing it. There's something greater that's doing it. And
I wish you could see the smile on my face, because I literally, you've heard that grin ear to ear. You know, my cheeks are, I can feel my cheeks pull as I'm grinning. I'm grinning as wide as I am, because, see, Ernie, I believe like you believe. When it comes to the things that I do, it's not about me. This is simply what I've been asked to do. And when I can kind of let go, allow, but still do the work, things have shown up that have been absolutely beyond compare. It's funny, the story that you tell. I was recently, one of my assistants, I asked her to do a research project for me, because, you know, I do a lot of corporate work, and I was doing something on change. And I asked her to do some research for me on change to get me some quotes and things like you were talking about change. And she was visiting a friend, and her friend happened to say to her, my library is here if you need any books for any reason whatsoever. And And she says, well, it's funny that you say that. I'm working on a research project. Now, her friend had no idea that she was working for me. And the friend, and so she said, I'm doing a research project for someone, and I need some things on Change. And the friend said, oh, you know what you need to do is you need to talk to Candy G because she's the expert on that. And her friend never knew. And I did. I kind of giggled because it's just one of those little life clues, just saying you're in the right place, doing the right thing. It's really not about me, but allowing me to be the vehicle. And I know the work that you do, and you have so many folks that appreciate all the things that you're doing. You know, we have about 2.5-3 minutes before we go off the air. What are some things that you would really like to leave the listening audience with in those couple of minutes that will really make a difference for them today?
Well, there are two things. One is to really be aware that, you know, of all the things that you do right. You know, we often drive and get somewhere that's pretty complicated and we're stressed out. And normally you would say, good job, but you would, in that case, you wouldn't, all you would remember is that you made some wrong turns instead of patting yourself on the back for doing something that ordinarily, if somebody else had done it, you would have said, great job. And the second is that to really understand that, You have strengths. You have a certain type of and interests and things of that type, and you should pursue those. Don't just assume that they have to look a certain way, but to utilize your strengths. Because don't think about all the things that you don't have or that are wrong with you, but think about all the things that you have and the combination of the things and the combination of your experiences. There's nobody that is alive that has had quite the experience and quite the things to offer that you do.
And I know we don't have a lot of time, but for those folks that are listening and they're sitting back going, yeah, this is really great, but I have been so busy in this lifetime traveling down a road that I'm not really happy with, how do I uncover those strengths and how do I get back to that piece that's called me? Or is there a me left, if you know what I'm talking about?
Well, the first thing is to really spend some quiet time. Spend some quiet time and stop and give that intuitive voice that's within you that's always been there to guide you. Give it a chance to really guide you. Be somewhere where your spirit is moved, and don't think of it as a religious experience, but think of it as an experience that is really the greater part of you, the greater part of yourself, of your spirit, your soul's spirit, is really looking to get in touch with you. And so when you're able to do that, then don't complicate it by thinking, well, let's put it in a box. Let's think what kind of job there might be in this or that.
Right.
Just and allow
so
it
we
to
got
happen.
A, we got less than 60 seconds, so tell folks how they can find you.
Oh, you can find me at www.soulcurrency.org, and the book is available on Amazon.com. And anybody that would like to come with us to John of God, there aren't very many spaces left, but we'd love to have you, so you can find
okay,
out more
awesome.
About it.
Okay, awesome. I appreciate it. You can always contact me, Candy G, at CandyG.com. I'm so happy you joined us, and just remember what I want you to do. Get on out there and live this life like you mean it. This is Candy G and Ernie Chu. We'll be talking to you soon. Bye for now.